this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. Hi, everybody. Tonight is a wonderful Wednesday. Hope you're enjoying the timeline crashings that's going on here. It's quite interesting for me. We've been working with the energies of the Elohim, crashing those energies here. So you may have felt some peace coming into your life the last couple of days. If so, that's probably the reason. Getting rid of these alien, extraterrestrial, God type of energies that came to our planet to take away our free choice, free will. So that's what we're doing now is Elohim energies. So you might want to get on the fast chat and maybe just see how you've been feeling. Be interesting to see your comments on that. So let's do a Elohim time crash right now for everybody. And there's many of them, so I'm discovering a large group of them that are there. So here we go. We'll do one of these particular alien groups here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Just see how this feels. This you cannot do yourself. I have to do it myself to do these crashes. So if you attempt to crash some alien race, it probably will not work for you. Because you have to be prepared for this energy. What we can do is work for an energy that people might have. And let's do an energy that deals with fear. So remember, on the website, the timeline crashes are for typical emotional situations, responses. So let's do a fear timeline crash for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, let's do anger, because anger normally comes after fear. So this is a anger timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, wow. That's you might feel this energy shifting, moving. Naturally, it takes a while. It could take maybe, what I'm picking up is maybe 20 minutes to 45 minutes to have these crash here. So remember, these are energies. All this stuff is what controls you. So here we go. We'll do one somehow looking through the information, somehow Ashtar comes up into this here. They're associated. I don't have all the details, but Ashtar comes up in scripture or something, Ashtar command as a deity or something. Maybe the command won't be, but you know, Ashtar is in there. I'm not very religious, but looking into some information, it was there. So let's do a thing for Ashtar. So here we go. Timeline crash for this here. Remember, this is all mind control energies that people get abducted to onto timelines, which are parallel lives. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what this does also, it gives these energies a chance to go to the light. So if you're kind of thinking that we're picking on some things here, remember, if they're not of the light, then they have a chance to go to the light. If they are of the light, then there's nothing going to happen to them. They'll just get more light. So either way, it's a win-win situation for these beings if they choose to want to have a win-win situation. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. So, Carrie, are you out there somewhere out in cyberspace here?
Out in cyberspace in some other part of the world. I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. I think the Elohim and the Ashtar command are the ones that I'm feeling, because I've done anger and fear quite a bit on the timeline crash. When we do those ourselves, my arms are feeling really weird right now. So those are definitely heavy ones. Somebody else was saying on the fast chat here, mine just is refreshing right now, but somebody was saying that they were feeling the Elohim one, I think. Oh, yeah, Lynn, Elohim heavy. And then she's saying, since cleared, feel way lighter, less sleep. I know there was someone earlier, possibly Andrew, and I don't know if it was today or from the fast chat on Wednesday, was saying that he was feeling a lot more peaceful and not being able to have any negative thoughts, so that's great. So just to clear up for any of you who haven't gone on the timeline crash for yourself, the ones that we can do are all the emotional issues, and then Ron was saying that we should not be trying to crash any of the ET races or anything like the Elohim, and I presume also the Ashtar command also, right, Ron? That would be something that you would have to do?
Yes, that is correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
To discuss, you know, emotional issues for yourself.
Right, right. Oh, and Anna is saying Ashtar really strong, good to keep away from. So there's somebody was saying, Emmy was saying, can someone have a psychic connection with someone we knew in the past, I guess? And can they talk to us in the dream state? She had a friend, she or he had a friend who died in childhood and dreamt about her out of the blue.
Yeah, it's very possible that that person could be coming to you in a dream. And dreams, you know, are from parallel lifetimes. So it's very possible, what I would say is it could be a cording there, a cording connection, along with maybe just it could be a soulmate from your soul family connecting to you, and you have a dream about that. And so that's how they could probably come in, you know, to you. It could be also the case, maybe you knew somebody in childhood, you know, and all of a sudden, maybe, say, 30 years later, you get a dream about them, and then you find out that they died, too. And that could also be the same thing, a soulmate connection, and one of them went on, and maybe they possibly saw more light in you than they did with the other side energy, so they came to you, and they could have even, you know, this can happen. They can even tell you about maybe their dying process or what they're going through because their spirit needs some help. And it could also even be just the emotional body coming. So, yes, kind of all that is correct. So it's very possible that it, you know, it could either be a cording or a parallel life running through you as they connect, you know, to you to get information. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then that kind of relates possibly to the timeline crashing clearing also, if you wanted to do it, because there's a section where you can put in dreams. If you were left with, you know, any emotion or any residual feelings, you can put them down in the timeline crash and clear that on there, right, Ron?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Let's have a look. So, just looking at what's on there at the moment. Do you want to mention the space-time crash while I'm looking for some more questions, Ron?
So after you do, you know, your timeline crashes, then you want to get on and do the space-time crash. So that takes you, in case you're not here, back into the present moment here. So the light ship will actually find you in the Beyondo floating around in case you're not here and bring you back into the space on this planet where you're supposed to be on this timeline. Unfortunately, we live on a timeline by the darkness here, but that's just the way it is. So you don't want to be out there in the Beyondo floating around with no connection to anything. And then to get abducted, you know, as you're floating out there, you know, in space. So that's what the space-time crash does. It allows you to come back here just in case, you know, you're not retrieved after the timeline crash or you get stolen or something like that. So it's a very good thing to do. And that one has more of the emotional intent, content to it, because that is you out there with the emotional stuff going on, and as you come back here, you're holding from that energy your cellular memory of that experience by the aliens. So this is why some people feel that it's much more heavy, and definitely you want to, you know, be prepared for a clearing when you do that, and only do that one clearing typically up on your website, you know, monitor screen when you get it on there, because you don't want to do many other clearings with that. You can do some that are self-empowering, like the you know, alien attack removal one. You can do the aura field protection, but any type of other clearings that the light is not going to, you know, help you with to bring you more here as far as a physical kinetic clearing, you don't want to do. You want to just do stuff that's going to help you, bring you more light here. So that's why I strictly recommend not to do much of anything except that one clearing at one time when you're doing it. And you want to put the same issues in that you did previously. So most timeline crashes, I would say you want to do at least five, typically 20. 20 would be a good number to do. At least five, maybe 10 to 20. And see how your body's responding after you crash that timeline. And then from there, do the space-time one. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Holly is saying she has a lot of energy leaving her head, and she's feeling much lighter with a little bit of dizziness. I'm dizzy, too, and Annika is saying that she is also feeling dizzy. How long did you say? Did you say 45 minutes, Ron, for the...
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me, 20 to 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I can feel something on the top of my head now, too. And Fred is saying, is there something going on with the crown chakra?
I'm feeling that myself, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Remember, these energies connect to you in the crown chakra. This is why you want to have, you know, the crown chakra disconnection, to have that closed off for you so you don't have cordings there. One question could be, if I do it one time, do I need to do it over again? That's kind of up to you. Typically, once it's closed down, you should be okay unless you somehow open it up again. So the crown chakra cording disconnection is to get the aliens out of your field, out of you. And by doing so, you should have you know, much more relief from them getting into your energetic field. But, yeah, you could always probably do it again. I just, you know, maybe ask your spirit, just kind of see how you feel. Some people are able to use maybe dowsing rods or a pendulum to see if the crown chakra is open or not. But your whole energy system should be actually closed off, you know, for your body. You should have your chakras energy not radiating out of you so that you're self-contained. And that's what that clearing does. And that's the way you want to live your life, is to be not having your energy floating around outside of your body. Most people, you know, like I say, their energy is probably 3 feet to maybe 6 feet away. Then you start walking into other people's fields and taking on their stuff. Even though you don't think you are, it's coming to you. Remember, like energy attracts like energy. So once you're closed off to yourself, then you might feel much better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and the Crown Chakra Disconnect is an online healing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. I don't remember the price of it, Ron, or if it's an unlimited one or not. I remember doing it when it first came out, and it also closes off your other chakras. It doesn't just do the crown, but that seems to be the most important one in terms of alien connections and entrance to our body. And Ron, if we're feeling stuff up there right now, that's not really a commentary down on whether it's open or closed. It's like becomes a one-way doorway where stuff can get out, but stuff cannot get in if we've done the disconnect clearing.
Yeah, I would say that stuff will not come into you unless you somehow get it opened up, okay?
Okay.
So typically, we'll say if you do it once, it should be, I would think, good enough. But some people want to make sure, so they may do it over again. There might be an unlimited on that one. I'm just not sure this second.
Yeah, I'll
start
try
feeling
and go look
a little, that up. A little goofy right now. It's you'd have to take notes yourself to see how you're feeling. Was it from the Ashtar energy, or was it from the
Elohim.
Elohim. So maybe somebody could type in on the fast chat which one seemed to have the most effect on them, so we could tell the people listening. It'd be interesting to see if there is a percentage there, of what they're feeling. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think maybe because you did four in a row there, for me it felt like they were just the effects were just building as you did each one, and I think I felt the most from the, I know I started feeling it right when you were doing the Elohim one, and then when you got to the Ashtar Command, I just had a few more feelings going on, so I think it's probably, for me anyway, it's a little bit of each going on in my body, because I've got hand stuff happening, I've got stuff going on in the bone or cartilage in my nose and up my forehead and then on the top of my head, and those all came at different times, so quite a lot. So let's see. Pete in Australia is saying, if we fail to do a space-time clearing for one of the timeline crashes, is part of us still out there?
That's a very good question. I couldn't tell you. Okay, remember, you've been doing this for your whole lifetime. They've been taking you to these parallel lifetimes, you know, on the abduction process. So has any of those not returned you here? You know, have you been stolen by other alien races because they wanted you on the way back here? You know, so I don't see it as that. It's a good clearing to do, but it's not like, gee, I just did something. Am I going to be out there now for the first time? No, you're already experiencing this anyway. So it's not like it's a brand new thing happening. You're just taking control of your life. So if you do miss one of them, is it beneficial to do? Probably yes. Is it 100% needed? Maybe not, because you could already be back here. Remember, the light ship's going to look for you. But in case you get stolen or something happened to you where there's no cord to you to find you, you see, that's what the problem is. So, you know, this is not something new to you. Everybody probably knows that they're probably out there in space someplace. Anyway, from the aliens abducting you, you know, like I say, you know, where are you when you're not here? Nobody really knows. But you know that now just by listening to this program, you know that you are in parallel lives when you're not here. But what are they doing to you? You know, nobody really knows that consciously. Some people might be more sensitive. And are you floating out there like, you know, a cork on the water or in your little body out there in the space someplace? Yeah, you could be. You could have a lot of yourself out there in bits and pieces. So this is where we're going to be putting up at some point within 6 months the 108 body clearing to retrieve the different parts of you that are held captive, maybe being abducted even more fully into the darkness that the light ship can never find, you know, so that'll be coming up. But the main thing is, you know, do the timeline and the space line crashes. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So there's quite a bit going on in reaction to this. Let's see. He is saying, my eyes are twitching. Terry is saying a lot of clone energy in this, question mark, and then saying Elohim energy. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about how this relates to clones.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bit of a big subject, but...
Yeah, clones. Well, I think all I can say is when I was in New York last, I saw a lot of clones, you know, and quite interesting. So I don't know what's actually happening. Typically, I think that the clones are the new generation of humans, because you have to look at all of the movies that are coming out. They're kind of dealing with robotic people and or cloned people or humans with robotics. You know, just think of the droid commercial, you know, and other ones out there. And even they had, you know, at the movies, I saw this little script, little ditty that they came out with the Pepsi commercial, or no, it's Coca-Cola. And they talked about a cloned Coca-Cola. I mean, very strange, you know, why they would even put that in there. So they're trying to tell us something, maybe to get used to the word clone. So, you know, there's always more than what meets the eye, but just kind of watch the movies, and you're going to notice a good one is Blade Runner. You know, that's a good movie about how clones, at least the people, I think there was four of them, were coming back. And those four people could, I think, live here for 4 years. And that's what their program was. And then they were able to learn things quickly and integrate with society and have information on an emotional level about their life. But I think their lifespan was only a 4-year lifespan. So you might just check out Blade Runner. It's an older movie.
Yeah, that was a great film. I think that was in the early 80s or maybe the late 80s. I think it was the 80s.
Yeah, so if you take that and you say, gee, they're trying to tell me something, you know, the powers to be being they, bringing a movie out. So the aliens transmitted that information in mass consciousness. And since it's God energy, that would be divine right order, right? With the aliens, right? So that's what you have to look at it with a New Age metaphysical twist on it here. So the divine right order of the aliens is to tell the humans here that, man, there's clones coming in the 1980s. Well, we're a little ways past that, okay? So we'll just say it came out in the middle 80s. So, you know, that's quite a ways away. That's like, what, 25 years, right?
Yeah.
So we had 25 years to get ready for the clones. And the dull-eyed people that you look around who have nice glass eyes, perfect-looking faces, just like, you know, people have, you know, what do you call it, when they go to, you know, the doctors and have, you know, the operations to make them look more beautiful as they're an older person, you know, plastic surgery, I guess you could call it.
A facelift or something, you mean?
A facelift. And so you can kind of tell some people who are physical get the facelifts and, you know, after a while, they don't look too good. But the other people that could be clones all of a sudden look beautiful, you know? And you see people in movies and you go, man, this person looks great. And, man, they're like my age. And how can they look so great? They look like they're back, showing up at the age of 30 and maybe they're 60, you know, and you go, wow, what's going on here, you know? So anyway, it's kind of up to you to understand that. It doesn't take much, you know, once you understand, you know, all the dots get connected very quickly. When you don't understand, you think, boy, that guy or lady had a great plastic surgeon, you know, for a facelift. But you look at him and go, wow, this is really weird, you know. Well, they just brought up a new clone. The old clone, you know, got used up, we'll say, started aging. So they all of a sudden put up a new replica of it, you know, the new generation of clone, up here on the surface, took the old one away, and all of a sudden, wow, this person looks great. So anyway, that's what happens. And, you know, if you follow different people in the movies, you're going to notice that person that you're looking at. And if you follow the different movies that they're in, since that's what we deal with as movie stars, as role models, right, you're going to say, wow, what do they do? So anyway, that's up to you to investigate and to decide. But look at people around you. And if you see somebody who isn't aging and looks young, then you're going to realize that that's what's going on. So, and also check out the different movies, too, and the different commercials. You may see people with black eyes, okay? Years ago, when they would do that, you'd see a black-eyed person, and you know that they're possessed, especially in some of the movies that dealt with possession. And maybe demonic movies, the person always has black eyes. So just kind of look and see. The new ones now, the new doll-eyed ones, or like the glass eye, and it's perfect. And I think a lot of them probably are blue for some reason. Why, I don't know. But you look at them, and, man, they're like full of light, and you go, man, this person's really got their spirit with them. Well, it's just the light of the darkness coming through. Anyway, it's up to you to decide that. So I guess we will kind of switch gears slightly. So the clones, yeah, the clones are here. I deal with people who I know are clones, who have done some healings, and they want to get rid of their past genetic programming so they can be a better clone. So I am helping out a lot of clones now. I've worked with a lot of people who have robotics in them. And what was very interesting for me when I was back in New York, on a couple of my lectures, I actually started doing, you know, some of the robotic releasing of energies out of people. I did this on BBS too. And man, I had like 90% or more of the people in a room. This is a room filled to capacity, probably 120 people. And everybody that I could see was reacting to feeling better when I started working with their shoulders and their arms, taking off the robotic programs that were attached to them. So, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean that these programs are now coming forward, getting activated? And or does it mean that everybody who was in the room was a clone? You know, I don't know what to say on that, you know. And the clone having robotic programming. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to see and view this from my eyes, you know. And even probably if you're listening to me, you're going, wow, you know. In fact, I'll do a robotic one right now. Here we go. And, you know, you could say, am I a clone? You know, I don't know, you know. Or do I have a program in me that's robotic? Is it outside of me, or did I come into this lifetime, or am I controlled by the aliens with a robotic program? I don't know. I'll just claim that what I'm doing is taking away your robotic program that's controlling you right now. And we'll leave it at that. If you can go deeper yourself and just see if there's more to it. You know, I don't know. But remember, they brought clones in, we'll say, in the middle 80s to tell us about them. So So, you know, hopefully my listening audience is humans. You know, I don't know. But here we go. And probably you hope that you're human too. So,
yes, definitely.
You know, so, and, you know, maybe, you know, and then we talked to one person, one kid, one boy, well, he's a young adult. He's probably like 22, we'll say. And I was talking to him back in New York, and we mentioned something about clones, and he goes, oh, what's wrong with clones? You know, he's probably raised with the video games and stuff, you know, and to him, clones are a natural thing. And maybe he lived with clones, you know, at his school. So he may have known that by not knowing what they were, just that these people were different. So anyway, food for thought. Here we go. Hopefully not alien food. So remember the movie District 9 with the cat food. So here we go, everybody. This is a robotic clearing. So I'll work with your shoulders first and go down your arms and just see if you feel more movement. So here we go. Shoulders, left and right shoulder. So I'll use the word stronger to release this energy from you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just see if you feel a little looser. And now, you know, this could be the robotic program attached to your body. This is how I'm looking at this clearing, okay? I won't go much further than that because, you know, it's up to you to do some soul searching there. And is clones bad? You know, I don't know. I think humans, you know, would probably be better, I guess. I don't know. You know, it depends where we are in society here. But, you know, I'll leave it at that. So here we go, going down the arms to your elbows, releasing the robotic energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, kind of wiggle your elbows, see if they feel a little looser. And we're taking away programs out of your energetic field. Okay, let's go down to your wrist now. Here we go again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll work with your thumbs, then we'll do your fingers. So thumbs. So one, releasing the energy from that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, next we'll do your fingers. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just see how you're feeling, you know. If you do feel better, That's because you had some alien energies coming to you in the form of robotics. So you might say, well, what's that? Okay, I feel better, but so what, you know? Well, what it is, it allows your body to be connected to something outside of yourself to control you, okay? So we all seen movies on TV where, in fact, I remember seeing, I guess, maybe the first Time Machine one. That goes back a ways. And this guy goes out with the time machine, and all of a sudden, I guess this whistle blows or something a few times. People become robots, and they start walking toward this particular, say, mountain side where the door opens up, and the people get in there to be slaves. Maybe they got eaten afterwards, but they all go in there. And so that is a robotic program, making them do something. And then it stopped, and people go back to life as normal. They didn't really care too much or know about the other people that got taken away the way it looked in the movie, for what I can remember. They just thought, okay, you know, this part of this process is done, and now we'll continue on with our life as normal, okay? So that was quite an old movie, The Time Machine, quite a while ago, I think. I don't know when it took place, but anyway. So if you feel different right now and you feel better, that means that there was something controlling you. And whether it's a clone energy with you, I don't know. But I do know that if you feel better, it's because we got rid of energy that the aliens are using to control your body. Remember the goose step and different things that people do in unison. You know, everybody doing the same thing. You can even think of people doing... some of those swimming events at the Olympics, where they all move the same. Even in the older days, watching the the dancers, you know, in black and white movies, where they're doing their dancing, people all in a row, you know, all these beautiful women doing different things in unison. Well, that's a robotic program to get everybody get on the same robotic program page, and so their bodies work identical. That's what that is. So, anyway, might be causing some button pushing here, but back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, there's a few more comments on the timeline crashings that you were doing. Ron Annika is saying the Ashtar command is having the biggest effect for her, and Bonnie is saying she's feeling a pull on the back of her head like a magnet. That's how I feel it. That's a good description, like a magnet is kind of tugging on your head and in her throat, too. And Pete, I just wanted to quickly get Pete's question in here. He's asking if we should do a space-time clearing on the timeline crashes that you do on the show. That seems like a good idea to me. If when we get off, we do a space-time for fear, and we do one for anger that you did the timeline crashing on, Ron. What do you think?
Yeah, that might be a good idea, yeah. You just make sure that you're in a good space to do that, because it could be kind of emotional for you. That's why I don't do them on this program here. But remember, even though it's crashed, it's not that it's going to be that detrimental to you typically, because it's probably happened to you millions of times before. And in those millions of times, you could be out there still floating around. So, but when we do them here, the life ship almost always finds you. But you could try that and do that. You might feel a little better afterwards. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And Tina is pointing out sometimes the space-time crashes are stronger than the timeline crashing, depending on the emotion. And that's very true. That's the one where your cellular memory is also getting cleared out from the trauma of being abducted and then whatever else has been done to you after your abduction. So that's the one where you really don't want to be doing anything where you're holding anything like a pencil that you could poke yourself with, or chopping vegetables with a knife where you might jerk and cut yourself, because you do. Somebody else was saying on the fast chat, also don't remember who it was saying that their body jerks a bit, has jerked when they've done the space-time crashing, and that's very typical. So just to mention again, to be make sure you're just, you know, sitting quietly, not doing any activities with any sharp objects or anything that you could hurt yourself with. So let's have a look. What else do we have on here? Fast chat. Just blanked out. It's just reloading. Eric is saying, I got more of a bad shocking energy from them. I think he's talking about the Ashtar command, so that's probably a heavy one for everyone. Marie R. is saying it feels like the Ashtar command has been around a long time and needed to be crashed.
Now, let me do that again for everybody. So,
okay.
In case you're wondering which one it was, we'll just do the Ashtar command. Remember, I'm not picking on these particular aliens, okay? So if you're out there listening and you go, man, Ron's bashing my favorite group, and I've been following the Ashtar command for years, and they're all over the website, and there's people channeling them. What happens is that, like I said, if they have any darkness in them, they have a chance to go to the light. If they are of light, then they'll have more light. So it's not going to affect anything. So it only affects them if they're bad. And if they're affecting you with mind control, that automatically makes them bad because they're going against, you know, the light, which is free choice, free will. So this is how it works. So if you understand that completely, you're going to get what I'm doing here. So if you do talk to your friends and somebody says, yeah, I listen to Ron's BBS show, and man, I've been following Ashtar command, and he's a bad person because he's doing this. Well, I'm just giving him more light, and I'm taking away the darkness, preventing them to have light. This is what we do on this program, is get rid of the densities so you can hold more light. But holding the light is from your spirit. You already have it with you. I'm not bringing you anything more than you already have, just that you lost it inside of yourself, and this is how it works. So I can't transmit you more light because your spirit has to come into you to give you that light. So all we're doing is taking away densities. So here we go. And if the Ashtar command is taking you up into parallel lifetimes, which means that through darkness, if they are doing this, okay, because you should not have any parallel lives. So if you do feel anything from this here, and there could be many different types of Ashtar commands even. Maybe there's different generations of these, you know. So we're just picking on one of these here, selecting one. Your spirit is doing this for you, so your spirit's doing this healing. So you really can't get too upset with me because all these clearings work through your spirit. So if you need to get angry with something, then get mad at your spirit. You can't get mad at me. I'm just providing a clearing for you, okay? And it's nothing against your free will, free choice, because you could always say no, but your spirit, if it needs it, will override your mind, because the mind is the darkness. So here we go. We'll do a clearing for this particular alien energy that's outside of yourself. Ashtar command, whatever that means to you, wherever your spirit wishes to go, because it doesn't want you to be in darkness. So, one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1. Boy, this is rough. Oh, man. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Alexander is asking if he could have a clearing for feeling unworthy.
Okay. So that's probably on this self-empowerment clearing, too. So we'll just do a clearing for that for everybody. This is a timeline crash for being unworthy. Although that particular clearing that we have on the self-empowerment one does not do timeline crashes. We'll do this for you here, and you can do it yourself too. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Wow. I better count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, oh, wow, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That one you're probably going to be sensing for quite a while. Feels like about a 3-hour timeline. So if you do feel a little uneasy in the next 3 hours, that's probably what it's going to be. Remember, this is how they get into you, is through your emotions on situations, events. Remember, they live off your trauma, so they're out there doing this energetic work to you under the name of that. So being unworthy, so they're giving you a lot of parallel lifetimes of you being unworthy, feeling whatever that could be, guilt or sadness or, you know, whatever goes with that. And that's how they live off your energy. So now you're being disconnected from that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just a reminder, the self-empowerment clearing is a $50 clearing, and you can go on that as much as you want for 6 weeks. So that is a great one to do. I've done that one for a bunch of stuff. And then, of course, the timeline crashing, you could put that feeling into that one. And that's $20. Is it $20 for $30 for a month, I believe, Ron, the timeline crashing, and then $20 for a month on the space-time, I think. Does that sound right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think they might each be $10 if you want to do just a week. I know a little ways back on the fast chat, someone was saying, I'm not sure who it was, I'm sorry, I can't find it right now, that they were feeling really spacey from all this. Do you want to do a Be Here Now sample, maybe?
Sure, here we go. So we'll first bring your spirit back to your physical location here, and then we'll bring back your body. So that might sound a little interesting to you, the way I stated that. Remember, your body here could be a clone, okay? And so we need to get your spirit into a physical human body, not a clone body, okay? So to bring your spirit back. So this gets very interesting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, your spirit's back. Is it in your body? If you're a clone, probably not. But it's probably outside of you. Now we're going to bring back your physical body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Good. And now we're going to combine the two together. So you're a human now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I guess the next question is, if you're out there and you're a clone listening to me and you're going, geez, does Ron have anything to offer me because I'm a clone? Well, the light chip can take your cloned body and put in the energy into that. Remember, it's still a blueprint, okay? So it wasn't created by the light. This is what the light can do. It can take your physical body and make you, if you're a clone, into a body with light. Just add light to it, so now you look the same, and now you are a human. because you're not going to typically have, parts in you, because normally they don't allow people, for what I've seen so far, to have the actual typical robotic parts. So if you took a clone and you cut it open, it will look like a human, because they want it to mix up and look like a human here, okay? So the light can bring light to those body parts. And then you can just have a clone body here that was from the light. And then they'll give you a spirit. So that's very nice. So I might do something with that later on sometime. I'll have to think on that one. But this is what happened. So anyway, stay tuned sometime. We'll see what we can pull out of the hat on that one. So back to you, Carrie. And our time's kind of coming to a close. Maybe we got about 4 minutes left or something.
Yeah, okay.
The eight-hour call coming up, too.
Oh, yes, on Sunday. Are you also doing the Q&A on Friday this week?
Yeah, we'll do Friday Q&A. Now, we're on Station 2 on Friday.
Right.
But it needs to remember that. Station 2 is on Friday. You just go to the page here. It shows that anyway, what you want to click on if you want to hear the program. And so you get it automatically by just going into the BBS radio program, go underneath the BBS Fast Chat where the little arrows are blinking back and forth, and click on Station 2 and hear the audio there. That's one way you can do it. But we are in Station 2 on Friday. It starts at around 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then after that, have an eight-hour call. At 8 o'clock, we will have our call for about an hour long, just for Q&As, questions, answers, etc. And then we have our eight-hour conference call coming up this coming Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see, a little bit back, Alexander was saying he's feeling that feeling of the back magnet pulling on the back of his head, too, and he's asking what clearing would be good for that.
Well, that sounds like a cording to me.
Or this crashing, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, I would just hang loose for about 3 hours, you know.
Yeah, and it'll probably fade.
Yep. Normally, once you get down with the crash, all of a sudden you feel normal again.
Yeah, and if you know which crash was doing it and it was one of the emotional ones, then obviously you can go on the timeline crash yourself and do that emotion over and over until you don't feel it anymore. That will also get rid of it. If it wasn't the Elohim or the Ashtar command, if it was an emotional one, you can take care of it yourself that way also. Eric is asking if you can bring in the Star of Bethlehem energy.
Sure, we'll do. So here it comes. This will help people out. This is the creation light ship star that was here. It was actually a defense fleet ship to protect Jesus at his birth and throughout that time period here for when it was here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. And it'll be activated for the next probably a couple hours here. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So look at your clock, round it up to the top of the hour, add 2 hours to it, and that's how long it will be activated. You may want to leave the light being up on your monitor screen so that it can be used as a conduit to bring this energy to you. So here we go. We'll get a little bit stronger for you. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Guess we'll be calling it quits here. So blessings to all of you. And just know that if you do feel a little weird, it's because of the timeline crashes that we've done and or whatever else happened tonight here. It should go away within 3 hours, depending on, how heavy that Ashtar command energy is and the other one. So blessings to all of you. At least you know something's happening.
Yeah.
Good. You know that you're being interfered with. So anyway, we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie, for coming on tonight. And hopefully we'll see you all this coming Friday on BBS.
Thank you very much, Ron. And those of you whose questions we didn't get to, just bring them over to Friday, and we'll try and get to some more on Friday and on Saturday, of course, too. And then the Q&A on Friday, you can speak with Ron directly on those if you have more questions. So see you at 7 Pacific and 10 Eastern on Station 2 BBS on Friday. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome. Thank you, Carrie. Good night, everybody.
Good night.